Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go to James Rapine in Cincinnati. I'm not going to ask him that question. I'm just saying it's time to go around the AFC. I'm not going to ask him that question.
He remembers
Michael
Vick.
I'm not asking him that question. Remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we go to Cincinnati and Sports Illustrated's James Rapine down in Cincinnati. What's the plan on all the starters against Arizona on Friday night, James?
Mike Vick or Deshaun Watson?
Oh, my God. Fine. Mike Vick or Deshaun Watson, go.
I would probably take Deshaun, you know, but it's close. What did Mike Vick win, you know? I mean, and that's part of it. Not that Deshaun Watson has won, but he's younger. So I still think he could win. So Browns fans should be excited about that.
Terrible answer. Terrible reasoning.
Not many starters are going to play Friday. I'd be surprised. Really, if we see any of them, maybe, you know, you see maybe like a Jackson Carmen-level starter, but not many.
Are you nervous at all right now, as it stands, James Rapine, about... What do they call it the year after you go to the Super Bowl? They call it the what effect. And already you don't have your quarterback in camp participating all that much because of his surgery. Are you nervous, James Rapine?
I love this because I feel like this has been a theme all offseason, Tony. You keep bringing this up and like the Super Bowl hangover and all of these things. No, I'm not nervous now.
Sound a little bit nervous, James. I can tell you're stalling.
It is an ideal, though. You know, obviously, when you have surgery, and I think it was a little more serious than people initially thought, you know, the day of camp, essentially, the week of camp starting, not ideal. So that part of it isn't good. But really, outside of that, there aren't many question marks. I mean, a lot of what we're going to be talking about Friday and week two and week three of the preseason, back end roster spots, you know, backup, you know, cornerbacks
that's
and
boring.
Things like that stuff. Correct. And that's the thing is there aren't many starting jobs up for grabs. There isn't much drama. I guess you could say the Jesse Bates thing is drama. He's going to show up eventually. So there aren't many question marks here. And the one is Joe Burrow recovering from an appendectomy. He's tough. I think he's going to be fine and be out there week one.
James Rapine, Sports Illustrated in Cincinnati. Jamar Chase said the best cornerback he faced during his rookie season was Denzel Ward. Also mentioned Greg Newsome saying, quote, I don't think he elite, but they just talk crazy. He seems to really be respectful of the Browns secondary. Would you agree?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I talked to him in OTAs, and he didn't hesitate when I asked who the best cornerback was that he faced. Said Denzel Ward right away. And for some reason, Broncos fans are upset about that. I haven't really seen any Rams fans bothered by it, maybe because Jalen Ramsey struggled a bit against Chase. But yeah, I mean, Ward, the pick six, it completely changes the game in that 41-16 victory. Who knows how that goes last year if the Bengals score in that opening drive and instead Denzel Ward flipped it and kind of set the tone. And Greg Newsome, hell, he had three passes defense in that game. So that secondary is really, really talented. And look, if Deshaun Watson isn't out there week 8 on Halloween night, at least we can watch the receivers and cornerbacks go head-to-head at First Energy.
Who's better, Zach Taylor or Kevin Stefanski?
Oh, my gosh. I was wondering what you were going to ask me, because last year it was Baker or Burrow.
I want to know, Taylor.
We're done with that question.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you Taylor or Stefanski. My contention is Stefanski, because I don't think that Zach Taylor could do with Baker Mayfield what Kevin Stefanski did with Baker Mayfield. Boom.
I don't think there's a right answer right now. I think both are still up in the air. I think Zach Taylor has a lot to prove this year. There's no doubt about it. You know, game management stuff. You know, let's just talk about the Super Bowl. 3rd and 1, Samaje Perine in there. That's not ideal. 4th and 1, Samaje Perine still in there. And that's just one of the many little game management things that you could look back on last year. And obviously, Kevin Stefanski faces some questions, too. So I think we'll get that answer this year. Probably not the answer you want from me, but I'm not super bullish on either guy. I think both guys have a lot to prove in 2022.
In that amazing tone is that Nick Wilson was saying, they don't just throw a blanket on everything. Look what Joe Burrow's done for Zach Taylor in the Cincinnati Bengals organization. James Rapine, Cincinnati, Sports Illustrated in Cincinnati, as we wait to get a hold of Pony, and we are in a holding pattern right now as Bob Haney might be going sleepy night nights. So we sit here and wait to get a hold of Pony, even though we want to talk to people from Baltimore and get the very latest on Justin Tucker, who just signed his extension thanks to the rumors that Anthony Lima got started up. And, of course, whether or not they're going to pay Lamar Jackson. And, of course, whether or not John Harbaugh is going to walk back any of those comments. And I see that the phone is lit up, but I don't necessarily know who is on that phone. And it is Bob Haney. We do go to Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Find him on Twitter at Bob Haney, where they will take on Tennessee tomorrow night. Bob, thank you very much. And first off, should Justin Tucker thank Anthony Lima for starting rumors about his contract?
Yes, he should. And I'm sure he's going to be grateful. And he'll send you all the Royal Farms chicken he possibly can, because he's a big endorser of that product. But Tucker did say a couple of days ago that the negotiations between he and the Ravens took about 5 minutes. He had kind of joked, or what, I guess Boswell become the top guy. And he joked to Harbaugh about, hey, it'd be nice if I was the number one dude. And now here he is, I'm guessing, Lamar. However, those negotiations will not go as smoothly if it gets to that point.
Bob, all jokes aside, I am amazed that it's not more money. I just think he's so valuable to everything that they do. And I don't know, maybe it'd be the quickest holdout after a new contract extension in NFL history. He needs more money. Why you guys? Why don't you guys value your best players?
Interesting.
I think he is certainly the greatest kicker of this generation, maybe the greatest of all time. And the Ravens have done well by him, and vice versa. I'm guessing right now, at least on August the 10th, Justin Tucker is a very satisfied kicker for sure.
Why is Lamar Jackson not signed as of August the 10th?
Well, that's an interesting one, too, because I would have figured this would have been done a year ago. It has not really accelerated at the Ravens' pace. Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the team, of course, Eric DaCosta, the GM, have said on multiple occasions it's more or less on Lamar's time frame. When he met with the media a couple of weeks ago at the start of training camp, he did mention there would be a cutoff date. Didn't necessarily say when that date was going to be. I heard that Lamar was asking for, serious, the highest-paid quarterback in the league money. Ravens obviously kind of reluctant to go there yet. More in the you're one of the top five quarterbacks in the league sort of money. So Lamar's betting on himself, it looks like. And if he has a monster season, which I think he will, then he's going to have all the leverage. Ravens still have the franchise tag leverage and everything that goes along with that. But I think Lamar is going to have a big year, and the Ravens are going to have to write a big check when it's all said and done.
Now, your great show starts at 10 a.m., Vinny and Haney. Have you had, I'm sure you guys have talked about Lamar Jackson to death. Have you guys started to have a run of callers at all start to go, you know what, we've talked about this for so long, like they start getting negative. Like they're like, to hell with him. Maybe he's not that good anyway. Have you started that?
Now, there's a small fraction of the fan base that feels that way. It's more of the he's motivated because you see the top 10 lists and he's not in them anymore. Some would say he's not even the best quarterback in his own division, much less the National Football League. So it's more of a Lamar redemption tour narrative than we're sick of talking about his contract. And, you know, maybe if he plays poorly early, then that might start perking up a little bit. But right now it's still, look, Lamar's the biggest rock star in this city from a sports standpoint. Avi Rutschman starting to make some noise for sure with the Orioles, but Lamar's the guy. So he's Teflon more or less at this time.
What did you think of John Harbaugh's comments last week about the whole zero tolerance thing?
Yeah, and Jimmy Smith had an incident, you know, with his girlfriend and wife a couple years ago, and he still remained a player on the team, I guess now retired or in limbo career-wise.
Yeah.
You know, Harb said, you know, he's got some tenure in the league. He's got a Super Bowl. And, you know, he's a mighty men kind of narrative talker there. You know, sometimes maybe just deflect and, you know, I'm worried about my team, but other circumstances handle themselves outside of Baltimore.
Fair enough. We'll take it. Bob Haney, one half of Vinny and Haney, 10-2 at 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. That's Eastern Standard Time, but of course, as the Baltimore Ravens get set to face the Tennessee Titans tomorrow night. We go to Pittsburgh in the home of Acrisure Stadium. And we welcome in Andrew Filippone from Syracuse University.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
can
I hear you.
Sorry about that. All right.
Wait a minute. Are we doing it around the AFC North, or are we just going to talk about how somebody did a takedown on Barrett Sports Media of both of our shows?
Sorry about that. I was reading the Peter Griffin article, and I had the music going too loud. You guys good? Can you hear me?
Oh, my God. Pony!
Apparently we owe the world of sports radio an apology for not being better. It's very sad.
I said what I thought. He's like, you didn't say what you thought. I'm like, I guess I didn't say. I didn't have a conversation with a guy. He never called me up before any of this stuff.
It was a dark day for both our radio stations and for the radio community. It was.
We need the sports version of the Geneva Convention to intervene.
Now I want to ask you about the article. I can't ask you about the article. I have to ask you about the Steelers.
Pony, only because our boss is here and he's telling us to move it along
because
we don't want to have a meeting. So I got to ask you this. You said you backed the wrong guy and now you have to come correct
Pony
and support Mitch
Pony.
Trubisky?
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys know how primaries work sometimes. Sometimes politics get involved in a way where it's the deck is stacked. It's rigged. It's fixed. Doesn't matter what the people want. Doesn't matter what the film says. The film can lie. That's what's happened here. Kenny Pickett's got no chance. It's never been a competition. Mason Rudolph, for that matter, has never gotten a chance, nor does he deserve one. It's been all Mitch Trubisky. He's worked with the ones exclusively the entire practice. Yes, Ken?
I thought Marjorie Taylor Rudolph was doing a hell of a job last week in camp.
11 touchdowns, no interceptions. Yeah.
And why doesn't he get the chance to start?
Probably staying up too late watching Tucker Carlson, breaking curfew, going out into the common room at St. Vincent College. Yeah. Yeah, he's got his hands in a lot of different piles. Mike Tomlin doesn't really like that. But anyways, yeah, no competition to speak of. You know, everybody around the NFL said this is the most interesting quarterback competition of the summer. It was not a competition. They just gave the job to Trubisky. So I have to make peace with that. And now I have to do that weird thing, boys, where you root for a stopgap quarterback. I don't really know how that works.
Most people just end up rooting against them. Pony, yeah, I'll just tell you firsthand, most people end up hoping that there's an injury, hoping that he stinks. And they're rooting for the team to lose games and be humiliated until they put in the guy they want. That's how it works. They did it against Brian Hoyer when he started out 7-4. There were hosts openly rooting against Brian Hoyer and the Browns in town so they could see Johnny Manziel.
Isn't Brian Hoyer from Cleveland?
He is.
Yes.
Ken, did you do that?
No.
Okay.
I did not. I made a very emotional, silly decision after the Colts game. I was very upset that they lost that game that they should have won, that Johnny Manziel should start the next game. They ended up losing 30-6, and then I went to the TLC pay-per-view for WWE later that night and sat there and sulked knowing that Johnny Manziel was going to suck. Thoughts?
I went to a T-Pain concert at Cleveland State's arena back in 2007.
Interesting.
Who else was on the bill?
Russell Wilson's wife.
Sierra?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
George Pickens, are we getting a little out of hand here?
No. I've heard people say that it's like if Donovan Peoples-Jones was good and could actually take what he does in training camp and apply it to an NFL field during the regular season, that's the hype that's around George Pickens.
Why did you mention Donovan Peoples-Jones? Why did you mention Donovan Peoples-Jones?
Because, you know, I work with people now who also cover the Browns, and that's just the vibe I get.
Who do you work that covers the Browns? Who do you work with that also cover the Browns?
You protected your source. I'm going to protect mine.
Oh, I know who the source is.
He didn't tell me who was rooting for Hoyer to lose for Manziel's sake, so I'm not going to tell you who told me that about Donovan Peoples-Jones.
The name rhymes with Fambiki Ikawala.
You guys are having phone problems this morning. That cut out on me.
So Aditi said, what about Donovan Peoples-Jones?
I lost you again.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, Kevin Dotson or Kendrick Green?
Asteroid.
Levi Wallace or Akello Witherspoon?
Both, because Mallette's going to get benched.
Is it sad that I'm reading Josh Rountree's tweet and it's Devin Bush or Robert Spillane? Isn't that saying enough about Devin Bust?
Devin Bush is done. Devin Bush, wow. Brian Flores is no nonsense.
Wow.
Brian Flores is going to play Robert Spillane because guess what, guys? Larry Ogunjobi is back. Larry O showed up, big man on campus, got put right in there, and was against Kendrick Green and Kevin Dotson, but was blowing those guys up and was making his presence felt in camp.
Keep Marjorie Taylor Rudolph away.
I was going to say, what's that been like behind the scenes? They hanging out in the dorms late night? What's happening?
Rudolph reached out to him to try to make peace. Ogunjobi probably felt like he didn't need to because Rudolph going to get cut or Rudolph going to get traded. But Rudolph is still this masquerade where he pretends like he factors into the Steelers' long-term plans. He's trying to fake it till he makes it, but he's not. He'll probably be on an XFL roster next year.
Interesting. All right, Pony, see you in hell. Andrew Filippone, the third part of the Great Triumvirate, that is around the AFC North, all guests appearing on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. James Rapine, Sports Illustrated in Cincinnati. Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, as they will host Seattle, I believe, Saturday at 7 p.m. at Acrisure Stadium.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.